This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Unfortunately, the Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan has died. He was 42 years old. He was one of the first diagnosed Ebola patients here in the United States, as opposed to us bringing the patients over from Africa to fix. He was the first one diagnosed here in the United States, and unfortunately had been on dialysis for a while and had been on a ventilator. There was even an article coming out last night that he was improving, although some people were telling me that there were reports out of Europe that he had died already. Yet here in America, we were getting reports that he was improving. Unfortunately, Texas has the hospital at which he was in has confirmed that he unfortunately had passed. He had been nearly 2 weeks in the Dallas hospital's isolation room. They said, unfortunately, he died this morning at 7:51 a.m. So I'm not sure about the European reports a day before that he had died, but we're being told he passed at 7:51 a.m. Now, we've been following him pretty closely because obviously it's somebody here on our soil, and two, we're able to watch it a little bit more closely. You know, what we hear coming out of Africa is all the way in Africa, and here what we have in one of our own hospitals, one of our own isolation centers, we're able to get more real time accounts of what's going on. When I heard he was on a ventilator and undergoing kidney dialysis, that meant that that disease had already started to affect the kidneys. And unfortunately, I knew he was taking a turn for worse. Even when they said earlier, a couple days ago, that he went from serious to critical. And this is a disease, and we've talked about how this disease acts and how this disease causes the demise of people. It causes the hemorrhage of organs, basically. Right? And, you know, I keep telling people to watch that movie Outbreak because it's not that far off. Even though some of the pathophysiology they showed and some of the pathology slides they showed were not correct, obviously, you know, the way Ebola hits and the way the Ebola transforms and changes our organs. It was pretty on the spot. Of course, I'm remembering back from 20 years ago. I need to re-see the movie now to see if there's something I need to correct, obviously, to you all. But the fact that he had to go on kidney dialysis meant his kidney shut down. Many of you have told me that you have loved ones in the hospital, and all of a sudden their kidneys have shut down. That's always an ominous sign. Doesn't necessarily mean the patient's going to die. It's a bad sign. It's not a sign of recovery, and it just makes the job harder for us to fight and to try and, you know, get the patient out of their coma or off the ventilator or out of sepsis. The kidneys, and you have two of them, they are very, very delicate. A lot of us think, you know what, our kidneys can handle stuff. I've been popping ibuprofen, and I've been popping supplements, and I've been, you know, doing this and that, I got two kidneys. The thing is what affects one kidney a lot of times affects the other. Maybe one may be a little bit weaker than the other. But when these kidneys go, many times, it's not that, you know, you lose one and then you're operating at 50% battery. You lose them both very similarly. And dialysis, obviously, is a machine that helps do what the kidneys do and the kidneys filter. And, we need to spend some time later this month on how to protect your kidneys. Unfortunately, I have a bodybuilder, really healthy with everything else, heart, lungs, etc., but his kidneys look weak. And he admitted to me that he was taking a lot of over-the-counter supplements and supplements at the gym, etc. And I said, look, just for poops and giggles, let's just stop all the supplements. And let's just see if your kidneys bounce back. And that's, you know, and it's frustrating because a lot of us don't think we're hurting our kidneys. And I know this is kind of separate from the Ebola talk, but my suggestion is to do some blood work if you haven't already. Get some blood work done. Have somebody take a look at the kidneys. Take a look at the kidney function. And if it does look a little bit off, don't just blow that off. Many of you have been told, oh, the kidneys look a little bit off, but the doctor just said I was dehydrated. Well, then hydrate and recheck them. And if, you know, and by dehydrated, you know, I'm not, you know, if you drink about 7 glasses of water a day and you aren't in the middle of the desert, I wouldn't call you dehydrated. If you rarely drink water, all right, drink some bottles of water. The next day, you know, let's just recheck, see how your kidney function looks. I'd see if there's a little bit of improvement, but if there's no improvement and they still look a little bit off with your creatinine or your blood urea nitrogen, your BUN or creatinine, have your doctor check it out. Have them do a 24-hour urine to look at your creatinine clearance, how you filter. It's a phenomenal test. It's not that hard. It shouldn't be that expensive. It's one of the older tests. None of these, like, gene testing. And see how your kidney functions are doing and bring everything to your doctor that you're taking. Any supplement or vitamin or protein powder or protein bar, because, yeah, it may be healthier than ho-hos or donuts or something, but, again, your kidney cannot tolerate a lot of substrates and compounds that you think it can. And I just want this as a reminder for you to check your kidneys. I believe his family of the Ebola patient, Thomas Duncan, is still under quarantine. He had been in isolation since September 28th. The plane had been checked that he had been flying from Brussels to Dulles Airport, etc. That has been cleared. We haven't heard of anybody else come in contact with or become afflicted with Ebola. I know they still have that patient in the mental hospital that they're watching. I think his name was Lively. But, you know, seeing that he died and he had been sent away from the hospital originally, and you wonder, could he have gotten treatment? He also was not able to get the ZMAP, which was given to the other Ebola workers that survived. You know, makes you wonder, what could we have done to save this man's life? You know, what did he do wrong? Now, of course, you're seeing in the media he lied to get on the airplane. He wanted to get to America, so quote-unquote he lied, and I don't know if that's true. I don't know, and if so, that's a shame because he put his life at risk, because then hopefully he could have been detained and then treated. But I'm going to kind of give you guys updates on what else has been going on. Apparently one of the dogs of one of the Ebola victims may be euthanized, and there's a huge Save Excalibur feat going on right now. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs. IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so attention has been turned, obviously, to the Dallas Ebola patient that has died after having been on the ventilator and on dialysis, who had apparently died at 7:51 this morning. And now we're looking at some of the survivors that are being taken care of. Right now, I believe the NBC reporter is a freelance reporter that works for NBC had been flown back to Nebraska, and we believe is receiving serum from the Dr. Brantley, who had recovered from Ebola, to give him his antibody. So now we're giving everybody each other serum. It's old school, but it works. If they found that some of these other people have been responding well to healed Ebola patients. So, oh my God, these guys can make a killing selling their blood. I know, you know, a lot of you have asked, you know, are these movies at all accurate? Some of them, in theory, yeah. Attention has been turned to the Spanish nurse in Madrid who had taken care of a priest who had died with Ebola, Maria Teresa Romero Ramos. She was a Spanish sanitary technician, and she became the first case of Ebola transmission outside of Africa. Now, somebody like, wait a second, the first case outside Africa, you don't understand, first case of Ebola transmission outside of Africa. So you see all these firsts, okay? The Dallas patient, Thomas Duncan, was the first one we diagnosed here in America. So he had Ebola, was walking around, and we diagnosed him here. Dr. Brantley, from a couple months ago, was the first Ebola patient that we brought here to the United States. So technically, our first Ebola patient. Then Maria Teresa Romero Ramos was the first case of Ebola transmission outside of Africa, meaning she was taking care of somebody that was moved to Spain, and while taking care of him, contracted Ebola on that same soil. So that's why the first case of Ebola transmission. Now, in the Spanish newspaper El Mundo, she was, you know, she did an interview from her isolated hospital bed. They asked her, how did she contract the virus? You know, even though she followed safety protocols, hospital protocols, and she says, I cannot tell you, I have no idea. Which, of course, has frightened all of us, because maybe then we think, did it mutate to airborne? You know, if she was following all of hospital precautions, then how? Now, I know some people think, well, you know what, does anybody ever lie? Anybody in the hospital ever lie and go, you know, I accidentally, you know, played with my tongue ring when I shouldn't have. Usually we hospital workers and doctors and medical providers and medical assistants and technicians, we know enough about not to give ourselves Ebola. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know how you touch something dirty and, you know, you go, okay, well, I got to wash my hands, and you always feel it until you finally wash your hands. A lot of us have that sense. I think we all do. However, Germaine Ramirez, a doctor treating her at Carlos III Hospital, said Ramos recalled that she might have had contact with her face after leaving an Ebola patient's isolation room. So, while she was either putting on her suit or taking off her suit, she might have accidentally touched her face. Maybe it was the gloves. But, I mean, whoa. You know, you would think it would be, you know, a rip-roaring dose or into the mouth or something. But skin contact with fluids might have been then the mode of transmission. So if something drops or spills on you, you could get Ebola, which would mean dermatologic absorption of it, as opposed to open wound, unless she touched an open wound on her face. Now, some of you are like, why is everybody spending time with this? You know, but this is crucial, because we need to figure out what the hell we have here. Ramos became infected when she was treating Manuel Garcia Viejo, who's a priest who contracted the virus in West Africa. She entered Viejo's room only twice, once to change his diaper and the second time to remove his belongings after he died. He died September 25th. She began experiencing symptoms of Ebola by September 30th. So you're seeing, even though the incubation period could be about 21 days, we're finding within 8 days. Within 8 days, we are seeing, symptom onset. But she was only admitted to the hospital a couple days ago. Then on Monday, tests confirmed she had contracted Ebola. Now, when people treat patients with Ebola, they're supposed to be wearing full body gear, okay? Personal protection suits, masks, everything. But if they're taking it off and on, that may be an issue. And so, you know, whether they're following protocol or not, it's you know, when I would do surgery in training, and they would put me in a sterile suit, somebody would kind of help dress you. you didn't unsterilely grab your sterilization student. You guys have seen that in the movies, right? The doctor comes in and his hands are up, and then the nurse helps him into his gown and puts his hands in the gloves, and he does the twirl around so the circulating nurse can tie him. You don't touch anything. You have your hands in the air, and you go, "I am ready, scalpel, please." And you walk around like that. I would not keep my hands up in the air because, one, I thought that kind of looked stupid. I would kind of hold them to my chest because my chest was sterile, and I didn't want my hands accidentally touching the circulating nurse who was running around the place non-sterile. But somebody helps dress you. You know, so it would be interesting to see if, you know, maybe she had that type of help. Now, there's been a big, huge campaign to save this woman's dog because Madrid's regional government, it's reported that they have said it would kill the dog of the Spanish nursing assistant who became infected with Ebola. Obviously, the family is objecting. Everybody is freaking out. Now, why would they have to kill the dog? The dog's name is Excalibur. I love that name for a dog. Now, there is evidence that dogs can get Ebola, and people could be infected by the animals. Apparently, in Africa, according to NBC News, they think that the virus has been thought to be spread as a result of handling bushmeat, wild animals hunted for food, and through contact with infected bats. That's how they think a lot of this started before the people start to give it to each other. All right. Now, is the dog sick? I haven't heard that the dog is sick. Of course, the only thing I am seeing is the cute dog being hugged on Facebook. I have no idea. It's a Spanish mixed breed dog, and they said they would euthanize in a way to avoid suffering and have its body incinerated. I'm sorry, I have no idea if the dog is even sick. Now, what I would like to see is that the dog maybe be quarantined first, all right, and watch, etc. But you see, the reason why they're freaking out is, can a dog harbor it? Okay, we know with humans, if they haven't shown any symptoms after a few weeks, they're probably good. You can let them go out in public, etc. That's what we're thinking now, even though now we're kind of wondering after that one person who became cured start to show symptoms again. We're like, okay, can somebody tell us what the hell's going on? So they're concerned that the dog could possibly harbor the virus, harbor this, and then, you know, have a longer incubation period, and then maybe poop it out or something, and then possibly give Ebola. Now, you know, the woman is suffering enough. The fact that she is being, you know, is trying to battle Ebola, and I believe she is receiving antibodies also from a recovered Ebola patient. But to kill her dog, my suggestion would be to quarantine the dog and to test the dog. And test the dog repeatedly. And don't have the dog running around outside the park licking kids. Apparently she did lick, you know how you kind of snuggle up to the dog and you kind of just, you know, snuggle and do gizzy, gizzy, gizzy. You know, apparently she did that before she knew that she was infected. But I have no idea on the status of the dog. Now, I mean, if the dog, God forbid, is sick and dying and there's no way of recovery, I can understand euthanizing so the dog doesn't suffer. But if you got a healthy dog here, come on. Just quarantine the dog for crying out loud. Yeah, and learn from the dog. Maybe the dog is going to be the next VMAP. Did you ever think about that? Maybe the dog will be the one that, you know, gives us the next cure. Real quickly, they're saying that the bill for Ebola averaged $1,000 an hour. All right, even though the story came before Mr. Duncan died. No, nobody pulled the plug. Stop that. They thought that the bill would eventually total $500,000, including indirect costs. Ebola and treating this costs a lot of money, even though he still didn't get the VMAP. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll hit more medical news. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIRI. We have a lot of headlines to talk about. We got the life expectancy of the U.S. hitting an all-time high. It's looking good and very close to what I predicted it would be. And we have Walmart ending health care coverage for about 30,000 part-time workers. We also in today's news have possibly an ovarian cancer test on the rise that could be detected by vaginal fluid. I know some of you guys are like, yuck, but you don't know how much easier that could be to help detect ovarian cancer early. So as you can see, we got extremely busy today on the Dr. Dolly Show, but obviously never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so Walmart ending health care coverage, I believe, by January 1 for 30,000 part-time workers. They said yesterday it's going to be terminating the health care coverage, which is a part of a whole line of retailers that have been rolling back benefits, obviously, in response to the Affordable Health Care Act. They said Walmart will no longer, by January 1, offer insurance to employees working less than an average of 30 hours a week. They say this year the expenses were significant and led us to make some tough decisions, according to Sally Wellborn, Walmart's Senior Vice President for Global Benefits. The workers losing their coverage make up about 5% of the company's part-time workforce. So they have 600,000, including in-store logistics, corporate workers, etc. Walmart did not disclose what percentage of the part-time workforce would be left without coverage. Many part-time employees were never covered for a variety of reasons. Now, Walmart employs about 1.3 million people in the United States, provides health coverage to about 1.2 million workers and workers' family members. You've been seeing, a lot of people bashing Walmart and bashing them left and right for this, but we got to stop and look at the whole picture. Okay, they are going to end health care coverage for 30,000 part-time workers. Many part-time workers don't have health insurance to begin with, okay? I mean, they know they look like a bad guy because they're taking away health insurance, and we know that that stinks. But I'm surprised part-time workers were getting health insurance to begin with, because most of the part-time workers I know where I work don't have health insurance. So to me, that means there's some part-time workers in Walmart actually getting health insurance, which is a plus. You know, and then, we have Walmart employing 1.3 million people. We need to ask ourselves, what is more important right now? Walmart, giving jobs and keeping jobs, or Walmart increasing the benefits for those workers whom they have? Now, I know everybody thinks it's the employer's job to give you health insurance. I think that is one of the scariest scenarios possible. I've been saying time and time again, we need to keep as much as possible the employers away from our health care decisions and away from dealing with our health care destiny. So, if I get a job, I want to keep the job. I don't want to lose the job because that employer has to freak out and worry about my health insurance or worried about my birth control or whatever. Just keep the job separate, all right? They should not be related. They should not be intertwined. My job should be mutually exclusive. It's completely out of the equation. Just give me my job. Don't even think about my health insurance. I don't want you paying for it. I don't want you whatever. Now, yes, it'd be nice for them to pay for it, but once they pay for it, now they're up into your business. And unfortunately, you could lose your job because they have to deal with your health insurance. Why the hell do we have this system set up like this? This is extremely scary. So, while everybody's starting to bash Walmart, and I'm not saying I don't want, I'm sitting here to, defending them, but if they're giving benefits to part-time workers, they're already ahead of many retailers out there. They say the retailer expects to spend an additional $500 million on healthcare costs in the United States this year. They said it was estimated to be a $330 million increase, and now it's up to $500 million. Now, the one thing I've been starting to notice with a lot of these chains, the prices are going up. All right? The one thing that I like about stores like Walmart or Target or Kmart, etc., is it offers things cheaper than other places. And that helps the economy. So now when you want to buy clothes or you need to buy underwear or you need to buy deodorant or whatever, you could get things on sale. You could get things cheaper because of these stores. You know, one of our huge jumps in our economy is part to thank by these big, huge stores. True, it hurt a lot of the little shops. I know some grocery store chains really hurt because of stores like Walmart. You could just get everything done. But the things are cheaper. I mean, I know, so I shop at these places. So if you guys want to change that, just like with fast food, where no, we're not going to let them take the cuts that they want, then you're going to feel it in your pocketbook somehow. Okay? I mean, you know, sometimes we just got to let these companies do what they need to do, as long as they're not hurting anybody, to do what they need to do for the overall. And I'm not, again, I'm not saying this in particular for Walmart, but, you know, fast food, right? You tell fast food companies that they have to pay their workers $15 an hour. Now prices go up, less people get hired. How does that help the economy? Yeah, maybe now you have five employees making $15 an hour, but they just fired 15 employees. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Ovarian cancer DNA has been able to be detected in vaginal fluid. And I'm sorry if some of you guys are eating, but we got to talk about this. In a pilot study, researchers were able to detect tumor DNA in tampons from several women with advanced ovarian cancer. Now, ovarian cancer, again, is very, very difficult to treat when you finally elicit symptoms because it's already far progressed. However, doctors say they can treat ovarian cancer fairly well if we could catch it super easy. They say 44% of women, or super early, 44% of women with the disease, you know, survive for about 5 years. That's not a good number. Why? Because it takes us forever to diagnose ovarian cancer. One of my first ovarian cancer patients I diagnosed was because I did her pap smear. And her pap smear had some atypical glandular cells of undetermined significance. So I do the pap smear. I go, well, that's weird. Is it coming from the uterus? Is it coming from the ovary? And it turned out it was coming from the ovary. We diagnosed her with ovarian cancer early, which is another reason why I suggest you guys get your pap smears a little bit more often than the task force says, because, you know, you may be shedding some cells down there, and the only way we pick it up is going in there with a swab. By the time it trickles down all the way to a tampon, you could lose some of the cells, but it would be very, very interesting to see if maybe we go home, we put a tampon in, and then an hour later, we take it out, and then we send it to the lab and diagnose it. I mean, you guys have been sending me my stool, you know, your stool samples in the mail for, you know, a decade and a half now. Why not? We do something like that. But anyway, so right now in the United States, they say 22,000 women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer this year, and unfortunately, 14,300 of those women will die. The risk goes up with age, usually after menopause, if you have a family history of ovarian cancer, have the BRCA gene, etc. And so the technology able to detect little tiny bits of tumor DNA in the vaginal fluid could be huge. Unfortunately, they only looked at 8 women with advanced ovarian cancer. So, I mean, we need to see what we can do in terms of picking it up earlier. We'll keep it. Stop the giggles, guys. Come on. There's like nothing funny about this. I know it kind of sounds disgusting, but it's a way to test for things, okay? All right, now, on that subject, we're going to talk about endoscopes and then passing E. coli to each other. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently there is an E. coli outbreak at an Illinois hospital that was caused by these endoscopes being contaminated by E. coli, despite the fact that they were disinfected. Apparently, the outbreak occurred among patients who underwent procedures with duodenoscopes. All right, so these are scopes that check out the duodenum, which is part of the small intestine. It's a little bit different. It kind of looks at the pancreatic ducts, bile ducts, etc. A little bit different than the endoscopes used for routine endoscopy that look at the upper digestive tract or the colonoscopies. But the design of these duodenoscopes make it difficult to clean. And unfortunately, there's the potential for there to be pathogenic bacteria still sitting there. This is according to Dr. Lauren Epstein of the CDC. All right. They say the complicated design of duodenoscopes makes cleaning difficult. It appears that these devices have the potential to remain contaminated with pathogenic bacteria even after recommended reprocessing is performed. Facilities should be aware of the potential for transmission of antimicrobial-resistant organisms via this route and should conduct regular reviews of their duodenoscope reprocessing procedures to ensure optimal manual cleaning and disinfection. They say a number of patients were infected with a highly drug-resistant strain of E. coli through these duodenoscope procedures at a teaching hospital between January and December 2013. Investigators found that the hospital, according to Drugs.com and WebMD, followed all manufacturer-recommended duodenoscope reprocessing instructions. After the hospital changed to a gas sterilization method, there were no more cases of this type of E. coli among patients who underwent duodenoscope procedures. They say healthcare providers should report and publish all cases of infectious disease linked to endoscopy, particularly if the recommended procedures were followed. I know some of you are kind of getting the heebie-jeebies remembering of the outbreak that we had in Las Vegas, Nevada with hepatitis. Now, that was not a contaminated endoscopy transmission. That was supposedly done through the anesthesia. And the anesthesia injection that had blood from a hepatitis patient. However, there were reports that with that clinic, the instruments weren't cleaned long enough, weren't soaking long enough, and unfortunately could have transmitted the virus and bacteria. Although we think just the hepatitis cases were from the blood contamination. Now, you know, very scary stuff, especially since your doctors, as well as me, I am sitting there telling you to go and get your scopes done. And you're like, okay, these aren't disposable. Not everything in medicine could be disposable. And these scopes are expensive. When the hepatitis outbreak came out, some of the doctors were joking that they're just going to buy a scope for their family. And that's going to be the one they're going to demand that the doctor uses. So at least they know their family doesn't have communicable diseases. They clean it, et cetera, and use it on them. Well, you know, these scopes are tens plus thousands of dollars. Okay, that's not really practical. But it's a concern, okay? Not everybody can buy their own scope, and doctors won't use your own scope. They want to use what has been tested, what they're comfortable using. And these are things that take a look at you, and they go inside orifices, and they're supposed to be cleaned. You know, there's been every now and then news stories of doctors using dirty equipment. And, you know, these doctors are like, well, wait a second, I sterilized. I did what I was supposed to. You need to, as a medical provider, assume that whatever you're supposed to do, all right, may only be half the story. I always double do when it comes to cleaning my instruments. You know, a lot of instruments that don't even have to be sterile, you're supposed to soak for about 24 hours. I don't care. I sterilize them anyway. I'll do the soak, and then I'll put them in an autoclave. And, you know, I just don't want to take the chance. There is, you know, you just don't know. You don't know if you have a resistant strain to your disinfectant fluid. And again, you use the best of the best. You use the most expensive stuff. It doesn't matter. All right? You know, these bugs are smarter than humans, and they're smarter than manufacturers. So unfortunately, we have to be then smarter than the bug. And sterilization techniques have to be able to be used even on these fancy, fancy pieces of equipment. Now, a lot of these fancy pieces of equipment have rubber, things like that. And some of these things, or vulcanized rubber or something, and a lot of these things cannot tolerate much of the very caustic cleaning methods. So we have certain cleaning methods for some and some for another. My suggestion is that these manufacturers go out of their way to make something autoclavable. Because the autoclave is where you raise the temperature and it's steamed to the point that nothing can live after that sucker. And these things cook for 20, 30 minutes. I understand heat can denature things. I get that, okay? I understand. I took a crap load of chemistry. But I'm noticing that when we have something that doesn't get the opportunity to be autoclaved, we're seeing more chances of contamination. So I would suggest that we just, start making instruments that do that. I mean, can you imagine infecting people with a highly resistant strain of E. coli? That's frightening. That's scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I predicted that in this decade, our life expectancy is going to be well into the 80s for both men and women. Well, we're on the way. Here we are in 2014, and they say that the average life expectancy in the United States has now reached an all-time high of 78.8 years, but that was from 2012. We're living healthier lifestyles. We got better doctors on the radio, not better doctors on the radio, but we got good radio, and, we're doing a lot. Now, remember, 2012, okay, Obamacare hadn't fully kicked in, so it'd be very interesting to see if we have a dip at all, but so far, I'm noticing a lot of doctors are still doing and practicing the way they practiced back in 2008, 2007, so I think you guys are still going to be okay. They say Americans are living longer and are more aware of preventing chronic diseases. This is lead author Dr. Joaquin Zhu, or Jiaquan Zhu, an epidemiologist at the CDC's National Center of Health Statistics. They say life expectancy is increasing because people are eating healthier. Women's life expectancy is at 81 years right now, men 76. For people 65 years old in 2012, life expectancy was an additional 19.3 years, up slightly from the year before. Women age 65 and older, who are right now 65, can expect to live another 20.5 years. So if you're 67 right now, they think you will live well into your 80s. Men at age 65 were planning on getting another 18 years. They say the death rate dropped just over 1% between 2011 and 2012. Unfortunately, the only racial group that did not see a decline in deaths were Hispanics. Black women had the largest drop in the death rate, down 2.3%. So they're looking at heart disease, cancer, chronic lower respiratory diseases, stroke, unintentional injuries like accidents, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, flu, pneumonia, kidney disease, and suicide. They say death rates for 8 of the 10 leading causes of death declined significantly. Heart disease dropped 1.8%. Cancer deaths dropped 1.5%. Respiratory diseases 2.4%. Stroke 2.6%. Alzheimer's dropped 3.6%. Good job, considering we really don't have any major treatments. Diabetes deaths dropped about 2%, etc. So keep it going, guys. We're doing something right. My suggestion, if you want to continue to do something right, is keep that blood pressure down, cholesterol down. I also have to hand it to the people who have quit smoking. Many of you guys have quit smoking, and way to flip and go. I think that has helped exceedingly. Not to mention, we're still doing our mammograms. More people are doing their colonoscopies, getting prostates checked, things like that. Keep it up. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.